mobilization against antisemitism.
In Vienna University's labyrinth of lecture rooms, dozens of academics, historians and writers are spending 5 days discussing an end to antisemitism. The conference program puts an exclamation mark after the title as if to say, this is urgent, perhaps it is.
From the National Socialist Movement, America's premier white civil rights.
From Pennsylvania's violent white supremacist rallies, to Vienna's Heldenplatz, neo-Nazis and anti-Semitism are on the march. What many of the experts gathered in Vienna are asking is why, in the lands where the worst crimes of the Nazis were perpetrated and where 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust, does anti-Semitism even exist? And what can be done about it? Doron Rabinovici is an acclaimed Austrian author and historian. He's describing the type of anti-Semitism now heard in public debates in Poland, Austria and Hungary.
You have, after 45, an anti-Semitism which is called the secondary anti-Semitism. This anti-Semitism is not in spite of Auschwitz, but even because of Auschwitz. It is as if the anti-Semites cannot excuse, are angry at the Jews because of Auschwitz, because of their guilt feelings. And these guilt feelings produce new forms of anti-Semitism, which would like to say that the Jews are as bad as the Nazis were, and look at Israel, and so on and so on.
Hungary's far-right Jobbik party stages a rally in Budapest, protesting against the city hosting a meeting of the World Jewish Congress. That was in 2013. The next year, Jobbik won 20% of the vote in elections for the National Assembly. Now, Jobbik says it has changed and is no longer xenophobic or anti-Semitic. But for Hungary's Jewish community, sometimes described as the most vibrant in Central Europe, that brings little comfort. Professor Ildikó Bána, head of social research at Budapest's Eötvös Loránd University, recently surveyed Hungarian Jews about their experiences with anti-Semitism.
There is a very, very strong concern in Jews about the situation in Hungary. They are not being so much the victim of hate crimes or hate incidents, but they feel very insecure and they feel very much that anti-Semitism has risen during the last years. So when we ask them estimate how many percent of the population is anti-Semitic, they are estimating to a very, very high number on the average.
Professor Bána was in Vienna to talk about teaching the internet generation how to combat online anti-Semitism, racism and xenophobia. She says it's important for parents and teachers to engage with young people.
Create a safe place, a safe space where they can talk about their feelings, even if it's tainted with prejudices, and we can talk it over freely. That I think it's very, very important, and I find that the students appreciate it a lot.
If there is to be an end to anti-Semitism, which is what this gathering demands, then education is essential, says Henry Maitlis, professor of education at the University of Western Scotland. He came to Vienna to share his experience educating young Scots about the Holocaust.
We found that after learning about the Holocaust, the young people could tell us what the Holocaust was, how it went about, who the Nazis were, but couldn't tell us what anti-Semitism was. That was because the teacher in the class talked about racism against the Jews. But when the kids go home and switch on the television and there's talk about an anti-Semitic attack here, an anti-Semitic attack there, they need to know what that means. They need to know if they go online and they see the word anti-Semitism, we want them to know what it means.
But why this recent surge in anti-Semitism? Some claim it's the massive presence of extremist hate groups on the internet. That's part of it, says Henry Maitlis.
It is linked to the huge increase we've seen in Islamophobia across the world. So where there is a rise of anti-Roma feeling, where there's a big rise of Islamophobia, then you will also see a rise in anti-Semitism.
Vienna University is one of Europe's oldest, with a long list of Nobel Prize winners and acclaimed academics among its graduates.
An der Wiener Universität.
But in this archival film, the chilling story of the 1930s is told. Jewish students excluded, female students told to go back to the kitchen, intellectuals fleeing or sent to the gas chambers. Doron Rabinovici and other academics now gathered in these lecture rooms to discuss an end to anti-Semitism are all too aware of this past and the warning signals of the present.
Sartre said in 1944, as long as one Jew is not safe, nobody is in our society. Now, this is true not only when it comes to anti-Semitism, but it is also true with other forms of racism. Now, we experience now a rise of anti-Semitism because there is a crisis. Independent journalism and democracy and minorities are under attack.
Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.